Good morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Sean McBanby.
Okay, who's going to... That's you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing. That will you just hang on, sir, and she'll be right with you.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, Mr. McBanby?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you please restate your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Sean McBanby, 315-065.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the two allegations that are on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing February 4th, and you signed a form. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights. Well, one of your rights is that you could hire an attorney at your expense, or you can represent yourself. So did you hire an attorney today, sir, or will you represent yourself?
No, I'll represent myself.
Okay, thank you. So most people do. So, I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on your screen there to your right, down at that end, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over on my other side here is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room with us the Honorable Mr. Grady, who you will see right now. He is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Mr. McManamy and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. McManamy?
I do.
And Mr. Grady?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. McManamy, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, what I'll do is I'll read each of these allegations, and I'll need you to respond in one of three ways. It's either true, false, or you wish to remain silent. And the reason for that option is we have a DR number associated with this warrant, and that means there may be some activity pending somewhere in the criminal justice system relating to this warrant. And these hearings are recorded. So if in that proceeding they need to subpoena a copy of this, anything you say will be used against you. So I want to make sure that your rights are protected, sir. So it'll be one of three responses. So we'll start phase one. The first allegation is you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by providing a urine specimen that was adulterated by dilution and unsuitable for testing on or about January 16, 2019, per the task lab report dated January 17, 2019. Mr. McManamy, is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
True.
It's true. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And the other allegation, the second allegation, is that you were in violation of condition number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in threatening behavior on or about January 20th, 2019, in Maricopa County, Arizona. Is that true, false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That's true.
That's true? Okay, sir. Then, based on Mr. McManamy's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, and Mr. McManamy, we'll move to phase two of your hearing. And before we get too far into it, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some background information. So just hold on, and we'll be right back with you to ask you some questions and talk with you some more. Mr. Grady.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. McManamy was released from DOC on October 29th of 2018. He was arrested on January 23rd of 2019 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on January 23rd of 2019. He has a CSED of May 27th of 2019 that reflects zero absconding. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. 2016, endangerment, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. He has one term in DOC. His CUIO scores are 2-1, non-health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 3. He has no gang affiliation, no prior term of supervision. no disciplinary violations. Other arrests, 1997, assault, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 1998, assault, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 2002, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapor, combo, Missouri, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2005, DUI, liquor, drugs, vapor, combo, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 2006, DWI, liquor with drugs, Missouri, felony conviction, probation. 2011, narcotic drug violation, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. 2011, use of electric communication, drugs transaction, Missouri, felony conviction, state prison. He's got a community risk score of a G5, V5. And the status of his charges were pending. No, he doesn't have any charges. What's your record?
There is a DR number.
Yeah, we don't have it up here. Those charges are pending.
Okay.
All right. So, charges up here.
And Mr. Grady, could you please repeat the aggravated DUI? How many years? That's the current sentence.
You have 2 years, 6 months.
Okay, thank you. I just couldn't write fast enough.
May I ask a question?
Yes, sir.
You said there was a charge pending?
We're showing a DR number, sir, on your... let me look here a little bit more.
Threatening and assaultive behavior.
Yeah, it would be the threatening, domestic violence threatening and disorderly conduct possibly.
Okay, the misdemeanor.
It doesn't tell us.
Okay.
So
you said something about 2006, a charge or something pending.
That was a DWI with liquor combo, and that one's,
okay,
I think, resolved because you got felony probation on that one, I think.
Okay.
That was from Missouri.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right, so...
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Just a quick follow-up because of the date that we have written on ours.
Was this SED again?
Yeah.
SED, I have 527-19.
Okay.
Yeah, we have August 21st for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know why. But... Yes, sir.
When I got here to Safford, I talked to my CO3, and he did an audit on my time because I thought I knew my CSED, same thing I signed off on the parole board, was for the 527-19. He got an audit that was returned back to me that does say 527-19, and now what I'm understanding now is there's still some confusion with that. You said you had an office?
Well, there must be I think the May is probably the good date, the real date,
yes.
But somebody has written August on our form and handwritten, so...
Oh, handwritten.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm not sure. I think probably and Mr. Grady looked it up, and I think the May is the better date, which is much preferable to you, I'm sure.
Well, sure, and that's what... I just wanted to make sure there wasn't any issues there, because that's what my CO3 told me, that he did a time audit, and it came back as the May date. So.
Okay, well, good.
It's shifted. It's May 27th.
Okay, and it still is in the record today per Mr. Grady. It's still May. So that's a good thing.
Thank you.
So, sir, we have a written summary of what occurred while you were out, and it looks like you were approved to live with your wife on 68th Avenue in Glendale. Is that right?
Correct.
And did you stay there the whole time?
Yes.
Okay. Were you working?
Yes, ma'am.
And what were you doing? For who? For what company?
I was for Lexington Law Firm. I was a credit consultant, or Progression. They also go by the name Progression.
Okay.
Excuse me.
So kind of an office type job?
Yeah, credit consultant sales.
Okay. All right.
You try to fix people's credit.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, credit. All right, and it looks like you were responsible to submit some urines. You had a couple negative. You had negative in November and December, and then January it was diluted. So what happened? Why was there a diluted UA?
I guess I drank too much water that morning. I work out in the mornings, and I drink a lot of water, and as soon as they opened at 10 a.m., I went over there and gave a sample, and that's the first I found out about it was diluted, so
okay.
I guess I need to drink too much water.
Okay. All right, sir. So what happened with this issue where your misdemeanor? What happened that day? What was going on?
My wife came home, and we got in a verbal argument, and I said some things I probably shouldn't have said that I regret, and she felt threatened, so she called the police department.
Okay. Had anything like that ever happened before?
Sure. We've been together 25 years. We argued once a month or so.
That the police would have to come out?
No, that's the first time the police ever came out.
Okay. And was alcohol involved or drugs?
No, ma'am.
No?
No.
Okay. All right, sir. I just would want to let you know that if this board did choose to reinstate you, you wouldn't be able to go live there because she's now a victim of an offense.
Yes, ma'am. With all due respect to the board, I was just going to ask if I could just basically stay here until the end of my time. Actually, that's what I wanted to do initially, and I signed to come to talk to you guys because my time was messed up. That's why I reverted back to the August date. So I just want to ask you all if you guys could put some clarification on why my date would be in August. So to not waste any more of y'all's time, I would like to just respectfully request just to go ahead and do the rest of my time. Because I want to go back to Missouri anyways. I'm not from Arizona. I'm a country boy. And I just want to go back to Missouri and just kind of stay out of trouble. So.
Well, we would look forward to that, sir. When you're staying out of trouble, we hope you never appear in Orange again. So, all right, sir, but I'm going to close out your hearing with a motion based on information of law 2019-W0211, a conversation with Mr. McNamee in which he's asked to just kill his number. I move to revoke community supervision as he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself. Seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Mr. Neal, Mr. Canales, and Dr. White. Okay, Mr. McNamee, thank you so much for participating in your hearing, and we're glad to clear up your release date. Best of luck to you, sir, and we truly do hope we never see you in Orange again, sir.
You will not. I'm moving. Thanks a lot for your last time.
Thank you, sir. If you just lay the phone down and let the CO3 know that the next person can come in.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.